Gemara quotes the opinion of Abba Shaul, who says mitzvahs chalitza kedemes lemitzvahs yibum. And again, the Mishnah, basically what we're trying to contend is that the Mishnah goes according to Abba Shaul, not according to the Chachamim. But this concept of lahokim lahokim shem b'Yisrael is the simple pshat. When you read the pasuk, it would seem to be not even a makom lehistapik, that the whole idea is to essentially, we're trying to the extent that we can, to use the term memorialize, if I can use such terminology, to memorialize the person who was nifter, and it's ayidei mishpachat hames, and it was known before Matan Torah. The Ramban in Chumash writes that the story of Tamar and Yehuda is founded upon the concept of yibum. So the Ramban writes yibum. The Ramban writes that the Yibum, Kedem Matan Torah, existed. That's what Rashi mentions actually in Chumash, when Yehuda tells Einam, Bo al Eches Achicha, V'yabi Mosa, V'okim Zera L'Achicha. He tells Einam, his son after the death of Er, who was the Bechor of Yehuda, V'okim Zera L'Achicha. So there's a question which is discussed. Even though Rashi mentions there that it's based on Yibum, and Rashi says something very striking, which I thought it would be good to mention. Rashi says, Shehabein hanolad, the child that's born from this union, min ayob vayavama, yikori al shem hames, which seems to be Rashi saying halacha, that you have to call the child that's born al shem hames. That's how you go and hopefully perpetuate the name of the brother that was deceased. So the Ramban, in fact, the Ramban right there on the spot, how could that be, the Ramban says? There's no mitzvah. What does it say in the Gemara here in Yevamos that there's a mitzvah to call the ben shenolad min hayavim b'shem ha'achames? The Gemara discusses this on Daf Chav Dalet.
Yehuda didn't do it.
What was that?
Yehuda himself didn't do it.
Oh, okay. But here, if you take a look at the sugya here, on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Ein mikra yetzei midei pshuta. What's the talk in pasuk? Al Shem Hames. Yikori Al Shem Achiv Hames. V'lo yimach shmei b'Yisrael. Seems to be Mamish Pshuta Shem Mikra. And the Gemara here, if you take a look at Chavdal Avdav, if you have the sugya, right? 1 second. The Gemara at the beginning.
Where?
Chavdal. Yevamos. There is a Mishnah, Mitzvah Begadol Diabem. Vim Kodam Hakotin Zocha. And then the Gemara says, quoting Sukkim, Tana Rabbanu Vaya Bechor Mikan Shemitzu Begadol Liabim, and then Hashem Teled Prat LaIlanis Shein Yoledis Yokum Al Shem Ochid Denachala Ato Omer Denachala O Engla L'Shem Yosef Karinos Av Yosef Yechanan Karinos Av Yechanan Nemar Kan Yokum Al Shem Ochid Benemar Han Al Shem Achim Mikor Menachalosam Masham Omer Denachala Avshom Omer Denachala Lo Yimoch Shmoy Prat L'Soris Omer Rova. So here's the part. See the Gemara, you see, entertain this possibility. And that's the word Rashi says, Rashi and Chumash. And here the Gemara clearly indicates that even though we don't assume that that's going to be the situation over here. Now it could be that Rashi does not necessarily mean, Rashi and Chumash doesn't necessarily mean that when the child is born, we're going to actually call the child Al Shem Achiv Hames. But it just means that the child that will be born will be considered to be Kahakomas Hashem Shalach Sheniftar. That's what it means, but it's not to be understood in a literal kind of way. Even though, what?
Is it wrong to name the child?
Oh, so that's the question that people ask. So the Ramban, first of all, the Ramban has there, he claims the whole thing is a Soid Godel. Again, it's hard to understand those Rambans, especially they, what? Pshuto Kamashmo, transmigration of souls. That's what we're talking about. So it's a different Indian. That's why he claimed that Onan, who was aware of this sod, that's why Vayeda Onan, ki loy loy yi azora, al pi sod. That's how the Ramban understands it. He knew, lo, ye azora, Vaya, as the Torah goes on to say, that to be miyabim tamar would have been a kiyum of lo lo yazara, al pisod, whatever that means. Okay, anyway, but I'm just saying the it's clear that there's an inyan gadol. Anyway, I don't think there's any chiyuv to go and call the child by the same name. What?
It's against
chazal. It's an inyan. Okay, but you see from that sugya chav dalid, the Gemara clearly understands.
It's against chazal to do it.
So it might be against Enochanam. It might very well be against chazal.
But,
I mean, also the Ramban, the same, the Ramban in Chumash also has the same idea. He mentions it with reference to Boaz and to Rus. There also, the Ramban claims, the Pasuk says, Zois lefanu b'Yisrael, ala gula v'ala tamura, to do that maiseh, it means using the Yibum ha'idei b'nei mishpachat ha'mes, and as long as there's no Isur of She'er. Okay, but I'm just saying that it's clear for many Rishonim, if you learn the Rishonim and Yavamis, it's clear that the mitzvah is lahokim la'achiv zera, in order that you should be yokum shmo b'Yisrael. The Ramban writes that we know the halacha. It has to be a relationship that will be roi to have lahakom hazera. I mean, that's the simple pshat in the pasuk. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim assume that the idea of a yavam taking the yavam as a wife to be mekum lo shem, not necessarily for hilod hazera sheyachis al shmo. You take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, and also in the, I think the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos also writes like that. In fact, I'll just show you in Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam's lashon, all this Abba Munitz is to pave the way for Abba Kivega. That's my real interest. But they're frightened. I don't blame them. I'm also frightened. Anyway, so if you look here in the Rambam, just have to find which mitzvah it was. It was Resh Tesvav, if I'm not mistaken. So the Rambam writes, well, Resh Tesayin, he shet sivanum lios hayavam nesi es eshes ochiv kshemes leniach zera. Wa mori yisala yavam yavo yalea. In basically, the Iker mitzvah is the kinyan that the Yavam does with the Avimto, marry as his wife. And again, the Achrenim have a long discussion here that if, let's say, the Yavam lives with her without being kona her as a wife, without Edim. So now the question is he mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam or not? Perhaps she requires chalitza, not to imut al ashuk. There's a whole discussion. Actually, we spoke about this in another shiur that I gave because of Rabbi Asger Shlita. Namely, in terms of the chiddush between erusin and nesuin. And there's Rab Chaim about this. Rab Chaim talks about the fact that yibum doesn't require edi kiyum. I don't know if you were there for that shiur. But erusin requires, nesuin does not require edi kiyum. Yibum also does not require edi kiyum. Because yibum is already a zika. Once there's already a zika, so maybe there's some sort of a kinyan that's taking place.
If it's an extension of the original?
Correct. And just like Nisun is an extension of the Erisin, and the Erisin is the Chashem Mishpat aspect that requires a kinyan. That's the first Mishnah in Kedushin. Yibam does not require the kiyam. That's what Rab Chaim says. And Nisun doesn't require the kiyam, Rab Chaim says. And so here also in a similar kind of vein. Okay, I'm just this is why, just by way of a little hakdama to this, which I'm going to hopefully talk about today. This is in general a shaila, whether Chalitza is considered to be a kinyan or a schalitza of tour. I mean, there's a famous Yerushalmi. What?
Before you leave,
yeah, yeah.
In terms of Rashi and Ramban, can we not make a clear distinction between Alshen and Dishen?
Okay, I think that I like that. I like that distinction. Alshen Machen Yikor Ben Achalosan, as opposed to, what does the pasuk say here again? Here it says also al shem ochav ames. Correct, not b'shem. And echanami, that's correct, that's for sure.
And the minhag Yisrael is that if somebody dies in an unusual not to call in by executive.
That is correct. Even though, again, people often ask me that question, is that Me'ikra Adin or is that a Chumrah? I'm not sure what's Me'ikra Adin. I'm surrounded by Rabbi Yasker, by the following kasha, which bothers people more than Boira Daraisa, and more than not Bishul Drabonon of Shia and Chazorah, but Bishul Daraisa, namely, all the Chumas of Yudah Chosid. Left and right, not a week goes by where people don't ask me regarding Shidduchim. The name is of a similar nature, of father-in-law, mother-in-law, etc., etc. Mamish, in the last 3 weeks, five people have asked me this question in this shul. And should we go to the Shidduch, not go to the Shidduch? So Rameshah has a famous tshuva. And that's how, I mean, I'm a terrible litvak. But I hear in my family, there's the distaff side. They are very into Avir HaChosid. And the other side is not. So Rameshah writes, if you're makbid about it, then you better worry. If you're not makbid about it, you don't have to worry about it. So they ask me, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means if you're a litvak like me, like Halta Litvak, these things don't bother Kihuzet. Otherwise, what do? I tell them, use the middle name, use the English name, use the nickname, use some other kind of a surname. That's why you're not in violation of this Avir HaChosid, if it's so difficult for you. Okay, I'm just back. So there's a chilik, no doubt, between Al-Shem and Bishem. I mean, Al-Pidiktuk is a chilik. It's an obvious chilik between the two. I could dash it at that, but that's not my intention this morning. Okay, so there's a question regarding Chalitza, whether Chalitza is a Kenyan. This is actually a Machlok Zamaroyim and Yushalmi, whether it's a Maisip tour or no, Chalitza is a Kenyan. Ki'ilu, the Yavam was Kona HaTchila, there was a Maisip Kenyan, and now through the Chalitza, you are in effect patuing her. It's Mamish Yushalmi.
So it's not a Kenyan.
What? If you okay, we need discussion, but that's not my interest today. I just wanted to soften the blow that we're about to engage in. So, the reason why I chose to discuss the topic I'm going to discuss, you have it here on the Maran Mekemes. I'm going to go very slowly. Okay, so this way, hopefully, no one will be Mitzvah Hashem flummoxed by what I'm going to say. So we have, that's an English word. So you have in the Mishnah, tells you that Chamesha Sein Noshim, Petrei Saroseim, Vitzoros Saroseim, and Achalitzim, and Ayibim, Atzeifa Olam. The Mishnah has the list. So now the Gemara and Dav Gimel, Amad Aleph, the Gemara learns out, means if one of the women is an Erva to the Yobam, so the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. The Gemara here actually, the pasuk is found actually on Daf Gimel, on the Beis. Take a look on the Minan Imili. The Gemara is the Kasha. It's line number 7. Minan Imili, the Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes here, Abraisa. V'isha el achosa lo sikach. This is the din of achos isha. Torah says that you can't marry achos isha. It's a very strange pasuk. The achrenim. I'm talking about Achreinim and the Parsha, have a field there with this Pasuk. The Pasuk is so cumbersome and so difficult to understand. That part we understand. The term Kicha is a Lashon of Kedushin. Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephraim, the Gemara throughout Masach's Kedushin uses that Lashon, Kicha, and it's also found, taste a number of times in Shas, Arayis. Also, V'isha She'ikach Es Achesu Basov V'Basimoy. The Psukim in Achremes Kedeshim, also Lashon Kicha. But here the Torah decided to go and add the following language, Litzror. We have no Hasaga what that word means. I mean, we know what the word means. Or do we? Litzror. I don't know, how would you translate the word? If you forget about this context for a second.
Hatred.
What was that?
So where are you then?
Oh, so that's one translation. What was that? I'll get into that in a second. Correct. Ki Homa ben Hamdasa Hagogi, Tzorer Kol HaYudim. Where the Ramban, the Ramban discussed this a few weeks ago. The Ramban in the Hakdomba, Bamish to Maseches Megillah. Long, long Ramban. He's got a whole historical tapestry of why the people from Tesvov are essentially going to be the way our Salveshka and the Siddur Ramban, they're going to be punished for their wayward behavior. Because they thought they were protected by virtue of the fact they were within fortresses. Namely, they were in walled cities. So therefore, they don't have to go ahead and celebrate Bichlal Purim. And then later on, the Chazal decided, no, Zelo Beseder. So the Asalechik understood they were niknas. They were punished. Anyway, Tzorer, Kol HaYehudim, the Ramban is Bedaik. That's what the Pasuk says in Megillah. That they're included. Don't think that she should somehow they're in impregnable fortresses and they're not involved in this Bichlal. Okay, that's one translation. Secondly, what Rabbi Yaska said, Tzor Hamor Do Dili Ben Shada Yolin. Tzor is actually Lashon Chibur. That's how Befarshim bring down. The word in Hebrew. I'm talking about what? Kesef Tzuros, correct. I have Gemaras. So the word actually, Litzror, means to bind together, to be Mechaber. It's used in modern Hebrew. That's correct. See, Rabbi Muniz knows Hebrew. He keeps telling me he doesn't, but he knows Hebrew. He's like an Israeli. He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so the Litzror is a Lashon of Chibur. Okay, there are other... It's all connected. Everything's connected. There's no question about it. Anyway, so here this term, we don't know what it means in this context. That the Torah says, that Isha l'achesel l'sikach Litzror. What does that mean in this context? Litzror, namely, Yasema, you want to create, let's say, a chibur. Was that okay? Legalos ervasa olea b'chayeh. Now, there's what Rishonim point out here, and Rashi points it out, and other Rishonim, the word olea is unnecessary. Clearly unnecessary. Litzror, legalos ervasa b'chayeh. Yes, the Gemara olea matamaleima. So now the Gemara makes this gzer shava. That's also a pasuk that needs careful explication. Yavama yavo aleha. Why did you have to say that? Why is that word necessary? And also the lashon of yavo aleha. The Rishonim actually point out, it's mentioned already by Rishonim, because there's already a zika. And that's why what's left is simply an act of bia. That's all that's necessary. Yavama yavo aleha. There's already a connection between the yavam and the yavama. Ulekachalo leisha biyibba. The lashon of lekachal comes after yavo. That's very striking because let's say in Chayisara that vayibiha Yitzchak ha'ayala sara imo vayika chesvivka vatilo leisha vayeavera vaynachem Yitzchak hare imo. So there the Torah uses vayave Yitzchak ha'ayala sara imo. Okay, well, we know the drashas of Chazal. Rashi quotes it on the spot. And then Vayikach Esvivka Vatila Leisha Vayavera. But normally Kiyikach Ishisha Kicha comes first, and here the Torah presents Yivama Yavo Yaleha because there's already a connection. And then following that Ulekachala, which the Gemara dashes also Leisha Biyimba. So here the Gemara says, so since it says Yivama Yavo Yaleha, Shomayan Yafila Bachas Mikol Arayis Hamuos Batera, correct? I would have thought that in a sense that they are Noifel the Yibum. So even achas me'arbayas, ne'ma kan oleha, ve'ne'ma lahan oleha, ma lahan b'mokam mitzvah, dafka was a mitzvah b'yibum, avkan b'mokam mitzvah, omer achmano l'sikach, achas ishtoi? No. And that's, of course, the mokar, as the Gemara says over here, the mokar for this entire Mishnah is the language that's found here by achos isha. The Gemara actually goes a little bit further, just read one or two more lines. Ve'en li elohi, achas ishtoi. What about Tzoros Minayin? How do you know that Tzoros is also included? Tamadayma Litzor means Litzor basically Miloshin Tzora. That's a Chiddush. Litzor is Loshin Tzora? Where do you see that? The Meiri has here a whole discussion on this. Where do you see Tzora in the language of Litzor? We just translated it a moment ago as either Lashon Chibur or, as we said, Tzorer Kol HaYehudim. What do you see, Lashon Tzara? What? Oh, so that's a pshat. Tsar. Tsar means that, I don't mean tsar, tzadik ayin resh, which also, tzara could also be, but tsar in the sense of, ish tsar ve'oyev, haman ara hazeh. The only question is, whether, what's the shorash of this word? Litzror. The pashas is the tzara, the tzara is tzadik resh resh. Okay, elecharami. So that's what they talk about, that's what they discuss, that's how they compare it. The Miri says, lo tzara. He takes the word and divides it into two. Miri is Meridika Chidushim here in Yavamis and Bechlal. So that's why he's trying to figure out how this word is connected. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Vein Liel Tzarasa, 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 Minayin, Tamalema, Litzror. Oh boy. Two reishes. So we got two reishes, and therefore that now includes what? Not just the Tzara, but Tzara, Tzarasa.
Which means it's
Tzara,
not
Tzara.
Just
say it. Okay. 1 second. So what was that?
The Miri. Lamed Aleph.
Lamed Aleph. He said, Lord Tzara. That's what the Meiri writes here. Meiri takes the word Litzror. The Gemara wants to derive Tzarasa Minayin. Tamalama Litzror. Abu Shtetas. Where does it say that? So he says, Lo Tzara.
Lamed
Hey. I mean, it could be Lamed Hey, Lamed Al. There's a whole Asik about that. But anyway, the next part also is relevant. Ainli Al Tzarasa. Tzarasa Minayin. Tamalama Litzror. Two reishes. Below, what does it not say? It should have said? Latsur. How would it be written? Isha lachoisa losikach latsur. What would that mean?
Same thing.
What was that?
Same thing.
Like the Tzara Yehuda, Ezra
and Chana. Tzara Yehuda. Ah. Isha lachoisa losikach latsur legalos erbasa alev chaya. How would you translate that?
It was trying to constrict.
Yeah, that's kind of constraint. That's correct. Latsur. Correct, Latsura ala ir, to lay siege to a city. What? Okay, again, all this is, this, you know, Aksava Kabbalah, the Malbim, they are having a field day on this whole sugya. Unbelievable what I saw. Astounding. Anyway, good. So now the Gemara says that it doesn't say there are two rashes. What? Okay, good. Ain't Sayar Kelokin, the Gemara Brachas. I'm just saying that. So, but that's a drasha already. It's a drasha of Chazal. It's not the simple pshat in the pasuk. So here he says, "Litzroa v'lo lotzur." And the Gemara goes on, "Engli alachos isha," that it says, "Olecha shar rais minayin." So the Gemara has a very important statement: "Ma'achos isha miuchedes erva v'chayav and alzayin akores," means in ba'olecha b'yashi gasa chatas. That's in general, whenever a person. It's chayv kares v'meizit. It's a b'shogi chayv chatas. Basur liyavam av kol shi'erva chayavan al zdein kares al shigasa chatas asur liyavam. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss tzorosei minayin. Okay, so now, so the Braisa here clearly has derived this, as I said, from the pasuk of Oleha, and the p'tur of tzoras erva from this isha lachesel lesikach litzror, and the p'tur of tzoras tzora from the fact that we have two reishes. Litzror doesn't say Lotzur. So far, this is what the Gemara says. Now comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and this may be the most famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Yavamas. Certainly one of the most famous. It's found over here in page number one. I put an arrow here. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked a kasha in the Mishnayos. I'll just say over the kasha, then maybe I'll read it. Why do I need another pasuk? Yes, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, namely, where I have an extra resh, to pater tzoras tzorosa. That the Gemara used this litzror and not lotzur, to pater tzoras tzorosa. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we already dashin from lotzur that tzoras erva is potem and ayim mechalitza. That means the erste tzora, the first tzora. We already dashin that. So if that's the case, in Mele, the tzaras erba harishayna becomes eishes achiv shalab b'makam mitzvah. It's an eishes ach shalab b'makam mitzvah, which means she herself is an erba of eishes ach. So every tzaras tzara should also herself be a tzaras erba, namely a tzaras eishes ach shalab b'makam mitzvah. So what do I need? Another drasha. We'll read it inside. Look in the bottom. I put the arrow there. Hodeloi, going on to page two. Hodeloi Chashiv Gamkein, he has a long thing here. I'll read that part also, just to get into the question. Hodeloi Chashiv Gamkein, Eishes Ochi Me'aviv, Vayinu Begavda, the Masisim, the Kamon, Per Gimel, Maitaima, Shemeis Ochiv, Nofel Afonav, Achis Ishto, Vachakar Hameis Ishto, the Sulo Asira, Mishum Achis Ishto, V'yapkin Asura Lo, Kevin the Nesra Lo, Sho Achas. Yeah, that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in the next part, starting in the wide line. The Kushali. Everyone see that? The Kushali. I should have circled that. The Kushali. The Lamait Sarach Kro. The Tzaras Sarasa. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Ha'atzara Hanifteres below Yibum. Nishar Alo Be'isur Eishes Ochi Me'aviv. Vehi Atzma Erba. She herself is also an Erva. Mele, Tzaras Tzarasa, He tzaras erva de yesh esochim eyaviv. B'tzarachim. And that's why Rabbi Kivege basically asked the following kasha. The Gemara learned that we just saw on Dav Gimel from the pasuk of Aleha that an erva to a yavam, so there's no din of yibam mechalitza. And the p'tura tzaras erva, we learn out from the litzror. Isha lachaisel losikach litzror. And the p'tura of tzaras tzara from the two rashes of the pasuk of litzror. Rabbi Kivege asked, who needs another pasuk? What do I need these two rashes of litzror? It's not necessary. The pater tzaras tzarasa. Since we already dashin, he says, from Lotzur, that tzaras erba, the original tzara, the first tzara, is patur. And I mechalitza, memela, that tzaras erba harishayna is eishes achiv, shalom b'makom mitzvah. Mishia sub is an erba of eishes ach. So every tzaras tzara herself is a tzaras erba, is a tzaras eishes ach, shalom b'makom mitzvah. What do I need an extra drasha for? One drasha should be enough to patur tzaras erba. And all the tzaros, tzaroseim, atzeif ha'olam, should be, in effect, tzaras erba themselves. So Rabbi Kivege brings from a Rashi and Daf Ches. Now that's kedai to see that Rashi inside, that this is a complicated Gemara. I don't think the Daf Yomi got to that yet, did it, this week? Anyway, so on Daf Ches, you'll take a look, you'll see. Yeah. So again, that's the din of that's Mamish the Mishnah.
So now, what happens next?
The Mishnah says that while she's potter from Yibam Mechalitza.
She got married to someone.
Anybody. There's no din of Yibam Mechalitza. Period. The halach is not applicable. I'm going to show you on Daf. That's the basic din, I think, in the Mishnah. I assume that's the halacha. But on Daf Ches here, it gets a little bit complicated. Kivege quotes this Gemara. That Rebbe argues with the Brice on Daf Gimel. We're on Daf Chesim Abbeis here. Rebbe darshins Tzaras Erba from another pasuk. If you look on the bottom of the page, maybe I'll just let's learn it. Gufa, you see where it says Gufa? It's about 20 lines up from the bottom. What the two dots? Thank you. So the Gemara says here Gufa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe has a different drasha than the one that was quoted in Daf Gimel on base. He learns that Tzaras Erba is pasuk from another pasuk. And what's the pasuk? Ulikacha, as we'll see in a moment. The Gemara says here, Gufa, Rebbe Omer, Belokach ulikacha. Beyibem beyibmo. Lesser Tzaros Varayos. That's the makor, according to Rebbe, that a tzara is part of Yibam v'chalitza. Basically, how's he learning it out? The extra hay. U'likacha. That's how the Gemara says, v'lokach u'likacha. Could have said v'lokach. Okay, how the exact Russia is derived, that you have to look in the Seder. Okay, but you have to see, that's what the Ksav HaKabbalah and the Malbim discuss. What an extra hay does. How we derive from an extra hay.
Extra.
What?
Yeah,
it is extra. What?
It's a meal. This one and not another.
Okay, Besedi, you can learn it like that. They have several explanations, but some learn it's the extra hay. Very simple. Yeah. What's the problem? Lokach is fine. Or even the other lashon that the Gemara quotes here, v'yibeim. What does it have to say? V'yibma u'lekach lo or v'lokach lo v'yibeim. Why not? That sounds fine to me. Okay, you don't like it because you're into probably, but absolute diktok. But yeah, there are several possibilities of what this is. They discuss it. The Ksav HaKabbalah of the Malbim. But anyway, here he brings a different pasuk, a different Rashi.
Rashi says beferish.
Correct. Rashi is beferish like that. Yeah. So Rashi is on Amud Aleph. Oh, very good. Excellent. Masha miyadzu b'lo acher. That's what Rabbi Yazgit said. Thank you. Shekech. So anyway, the Gemara quotes this, and the Gemara now, the Gemara goes through a whole song and dance, which I don't want to discuss right now. It'll get us far afield. But at the end of the day, the Rebbe Shita is from this pasuk. The Chachamim learn out something else. You look now about 8 lines up from the bottom. Another halacha. And the other lashon lekacha lal isha biyibma al korcha. As we know that yibum works al korcha. So he learns out from this pasuk, Rebbe. He's cholik on the brayson of Gimel. The brayson of Gimel quoted, as Rabbi Kiveger mentioned, the pasuk with reference to, as we saw, the isha lachaisa letzizah litro the galus erbasa leh b'chayeh. And here, he learns out from another pasuk, ulikachalo leisha biyibma. Means if not, that means if you read ulikacha, that all these women that the Mishnah is talking about, there's a mitzvah of yibma. But if he doesn't take one of these women, let's say she's an erva, then you're part of all the tzaros that are in this house. So the Gemara goes on to explain here again on Davches on the base. The Gemara said that this statement that was made by Rebbe, the Gemara says that this statement, that's what Rabbi Kivega here is also discussing. Namely, this statement of Litzror, according to Rebbe, that I just cited, Rebbe is cholik on the Braisa and the Gimel, and learns that from this possible Kacha, is only according to Rav Shimon. Only according to one Deya, according to Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon is found in the Perek, which is called Dalad Achin, here in Yevamos. So Bikivega here points out, if you read it, I'm just reading from Bikivega, that the pasuk of Litzror that's used by Rebbe is according to Rav Shimon, who says in Perak Achin that if I have Shtei Achoyos, that Noflu, that they become Yevamos to two brothers that died. Rav Shimon says, both of them are potem and achalitzim and ayibam. He learns that from the pasuk Litzror. But again, this drasha says the Gemara, and says Rabbi Kivega, is only according to Rav Shimon. It means this drasha of Rebbe, Uli kacha lo liisha v'yibma, patas the tzoras erba from yibim chalitza. But it doesn't explain here, the Gemara on Daf Ches, according to Rebbe, what's the makar that tzoras tzora is part of yibim chalitza. The Gemara that we had on Gimel on Beis gives us a source for tzoras tzora. But here the Gemara, one second, here the Gemara does not provide a source according to Rebbe, who has this new explanation. The Gemara does not provide any source. How do we know that Sarah Sarah? Why can we not learn it out from this pasuk? Ulikacha lo liisha v'yibma? Because, as I said, that's not really what the pasuk comes to teach you. Pasuk comes to teach you, as Rebbe says over here, that ulikacha, an erva, is in effect going to pater all the tzaras, but there's no makar here that tzaras tzara is going to, in effect, also be putter from Yibim Chalitzi. You don't learn it out from Ulikachalo. Masha'en Kain, the pasuk of Litzror, is being used here, says Rabbi Kivega, for Rav Shimon Shita. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says this on Chesem Abayz. It's a very complicated Rashi. If you look on Chesem Abayz, Rabbi Kivega quotes this Rashi, where it says Im Kain. See where it says Im Kain? It's approximately also from the bottom of the, it's next to where it says on the side, near the Hagos Habach, a few lines above the Hagos Habach. Everyone see that? I'll read it very slowly. It's a very shver Rashi, a very difficult Rashi. The Rashi comments over there, Im kein dahai ulekacha legufe hudasa, neimer krab alokach, mai ulekacha, the mashma, the shtayim, nafulo, Meyachiv, Om Rachman Uli Kacha, La Achas, Velodishtein. Only one, not two. Rashi continues, I Karinan Uli Kacha, Bechol Chodim Minayu, Sharyin Kol Chodim Minayu. Each one, or one of them. Bilo Karin Uli Kacha, Bechol Chodim Minayu. Gigon Sha'achas Erva, Tavayu Asur. If you don't read it with this kind of reading. And then Rashi goes on.
The Chol Chodim means both must be eligible.
That's right. Both have to be eligible. Exactly. Then Rashi continues. V'tzoros tzorosei nami mehocha nafka. This is important Rashi. This is the Rashi I'm going to focus on. The Mishenafalo Tsaras Erva Me'achiv HaRisham. Once the Tsaras Erva was no fel Yibum, V'nidcheis HaErva Mimenu Nesra Olav Eilamis. Why? V'shum Eishes Ach. That's why the Tsaras Erva, once the Erva is Nidche, so she also is Aser as well. V'shum Eishes Ach.
Which is not one of the 15.
Correct. Not one of the 15 mentioned in the Mishnah. Now she falls to the second brother. But he had Isha Cheres, and then he dies. The Chaz of Anafla Lifnezeh, Lo Karinim Bebezo, Shenesra Alav Ule Kacha. Hilka Tavayu Asurim, Vechein Lailam. So this is what Rabbi Kivega here cites. He cites this Rashi. That essentially, every tsaras tsara is in reality a tsaras erva. It is tsaras ervas eshesach shelo b'makom mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Kivega basically asks. Why is there a need? Going back to the beginning of Rabbi Kivega over here. So he's asking, why is there a need? Rabbi Kivega says, even according to the Chachamim of the Braisa and Dav Gimel, who needs an extra pasuk to pater, as I said, a tsaras tsaroseim? Every tsaras tsara is a tsaras erva. Tsaras erva of an eshes ach shelo b'makom mitzvah, as Rashi said, according to Rebbe, and therefore there's no need for another makar, for another source. So this is what I want to discuss. This of the Kivege, it's on my mind 50 years, and anytime I learn Yevamos, I come back to the Kivege. I'm going to make a number of suggestions. Now you'll probably knock down every single one, I suspect, but I'm just going to tell you what my thinking is on this matter. Yeah, you wanted to...
The fact that Eishasach is not mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the 15 arise. There's a Tosfos, because why isn't Yibum the paradigm for Aseh Doholosas?
Right.
So clearly something about Yibum, it's not that it's Doche, the Lav of Eishasach, it's that there is no Lav of Eishasach.
Okay, that's a discussion.
Nachrenim. You know, right, but that also kind of addresses this question, because... You can't put Eishes Ach into the same category as the other 15 mentioned in the Mishnah. It's a separate within the
Baruch Shekivanti. That's how I'm going to start. I'm beginning with that. It's almost so elementary, my dear Watson, what you just said. I don't even know what the whole discussion is. Rashi over here on Daf Ches that Tsaras Tsara is potter because it's Ervas Eishes Ach. The reason why this is not in sync with the Brisa and Daf Gimel that dashes it from the pasuk of Isha Lachaisa. Because there the Gemara says very clearly, here on Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that Dafka Arayas that Adome to Achos Ishto. That is the source, as the Gemara says at the very beginning here. Arayas that Adome to Achos Ishto. We learn out from there, it's part of Ibn Chalitza. So therefore, Eras Eishes Ach is not Dome to Achos Ishto. And that's what Dr. Mazankas is pointing out, that Eras Eishes Ach is totally different. In and of itself, it's not a Ptur, because Eishesach, that's the mitzvah of Yibam. Ein lo bonim, if there are no children, that is exactly what we're making the mitzvah with. Dafka with Eishesach, that's the terrors of the Torah, as the Chaloisase, that's this whole sugar of today, Dalet and Hay, etc., etc. So Dafka, when do we say there's a Ptur of Yibam Chalitza? When you have a Tzora le'erva acheres, midin Tzora's erva, that's when there's a Ptur. It is not Deime Bechlal to Aches Ishtoi. Aches Ishtoi is a Tour b'fnei atzma is an independent kind of tour, even when she's not a tzara, tzaras erva acheres. You hear? That's what Dr. Mazanka said. What?
Like a hutra d'chuya, almost kind of.
By the way, it sounds like a kind of hutra d'chuya, but I want to go even further to that. I want to prove this, if you don't mind, that later on the Gemara has, I saw the din of tzaras islandess. We had it here also. On daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I think so also. I have a few riots to this. I'm going to get to them, hopefully, before I'm supposed to finish. But there's a Rav Asi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that I saw that he's talking about the bottom of the page. The Gemara discusses Tzoras Islandess. Tzoras Islandess is Asa. Why is it Asa? Islandess, of course, is someone who's not capable of of giving birth or having children, correct? The pasuk said, "V'hoya b'chor asher teled, prad la'ilnish eni yoledes." So Rashi there says something very striking. If you look in the Roshon of Rashi on the Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Ramaslil Shenema v'hoya b'chor asher teled, beruya leled, prad la'ilnish, says Rashi the following. Everyone see what I'm reading? On Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's below the Hagos Habach, about four or five lines in the Rashi below Hagos Habach, where it said Lekam Yud Gimel Kuv Zayin. The Rashi right below then. You see that? Shenema v'hoya b'chor asher teled on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Beruya leled prat la'ilnis. So Rashi says here, v'kevim diptura kaimo alea be'esh esach b'tzarasa tzaras erba. Correct. That's Rashi Lishitaso. So very fascinating that here also it's not dome to Achos Isha. Achos Isha is a ptur ba'atzmusa. It's an inherent kind of ptur. Masha'en ken ervas eshes ach is not a ptur, only potter because she's an idleness, because she's not capable of giving birth. So therefore, when we say that the way the Gemara said earlier, that you need, it has to be Dome L'Achos Isha, that's only in this respect, that this woman does not require the Koch Erva of a second woman to pater her. And that's why, according to Rav Asi over here, that idleness is Dome L'Achos Isha. Idleness also becomes an Erva's Eishes Ach Shalom B'Magamitza, Be'atzmusa. The Gemara dashes here the Pasuk. She's not capable of giving birth. You don't need the Koch Erva of another woman in order to pater her. So that's the chora, the parsha of the teretz, Rabbi Kivega's kasha, what Dr. Mazenka said. Ain't no dayme. So I have to, Rabbi Soloveitchik said many, many times, there was a guy in Ashir, there was a big Rosh Shiva today, an Ilugatsum. He used to try to answer all Rabbi Kivega's kashas. Every single time Rabbi Kivega, whether in Ashas or in the truth of Rabbi Kivega, and even when Rabbi Kivega says, Vashem Yore Einai, so Kanirel, he was Zeicha to Hashem Yer Einav. You know who he is, Rabbi Asger. Only you know who the famous Rosh Hashiva. Anyway, so yeah, you know of him. I don't know him personally, but I know him personally. He's an Ilui also, one of the Iluyim that came out of Asal Eshik Shia. So the Rav got once so exasperated with him and said the following: you know how you're able to answer Rabbi Kivega's kashas? Pushing. You just change the Hanocha of Rabbi Kivega. If you change the premise, okay, you can answer the kasha. But if you operate with his premises, the Eisen the kashas. Nishtokin tirutzim, that's what Soloveitchik said.
That's exactly what Reb Chaim would do.
By the way, there's no question about it. Reb Chaim did it all the time. Okay, but I'm just telling you what he said. So, Rabbi Kivega clearly held, he was not happy with your teretz, b'mchila. Why was he not happy with your teretz? Because that which we require, that has to be doime to Aches Ishto, I would say that's a gether in the erva itself. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a gether of erva that it has to be an erva, the way the Gemara says over here, what we just saw a few moments ago. It has to be an erva, the Gemara said, that what? Shechayovin. That the Gemara says, Shechayovin, I was doing the kores, v'shigas l'chatas. But it doesn't have to be, doim l'achas ishto, in the sense that it should patter, even when it's not a tzara of another erva. I'm trying to defend Rabbi Kivega. So, did an erva. That's apparently what he held. Okay, but this is one mahalach to. I think that this is a very basic mahalach, that is a distinction between something which be'etzem is a peiter and something which not be'etzem is a peiter, and that's how you answer. That's why the Gemara has two totally different sources, one on Daf Gimel and Beis, and the other on Daf Ches. Now, I think there's another mahalach that one could also, it's not exactly the same, I'm not sure this needs a formulation, I didn't have a chance to formulate it probably properly, but I'm going to try to explore it with you. What is this tour of erva? That erva, we just said, is potter min ayiba min achalitza. Is it the isur erva? Is that the poter over here? The fact that it's an isur, or is the etzem shame erva is the poter? Namely, when we say over here that if it's an erva sheish bakares, it's not necessarily because of the isur, but dafka. Erva sheyesh bakares is called an erva that patas from ibn chalitza. That's the mashmos of the Gemara here. When the Gemara says over here, ma erva, ma achisushum yuchedeshi erva v'chayav nazdein akares v'ashigas achatas. Here the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis So too, the Gemara says that applies. So what does that mean? Does that mean the fact erva sheish makaris is not because of the Issa per se, but that's called an erva. Erva by definition is erva sheish makaris. But that which patters is not the Issa erva. The guf ha'erva patters on the zayas hakosim. Means you could say either it's the Issa erva, or you could say it's the guf ha'erva itself. Now, if you say, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. If you say like the first tzad that we're talking about, that it's not the Issa, the second tzad, it's not the Issa erva that patters from bim chalitza, but it's etzem ha'erva. So then the chora could be miyashe, the kasha here, or Rabbi Kiva again. Means if not for the extra pasuk, that tzoras tzora is patter from bim chalitza, I would have thought, when the Torah says, when the Torah is megale, that there's a mitzvah of yibum be'eshes ach, be'mokah mitzvah, then there's a gili akra, that there's no erva of eshes ach, that patas from yibum chalitza. So the hava would be, the hava mina would be, that hu adin, eshes ach, shalom be'mokah mitzvah. Like, tzara tzara, doesn't patas from yibum chalitza, because the Torah said, this erva does not patas from yibum chalitza. Because it's the same erva, bein b'mokam mitzvah, bein shalom b'mokam mitzvah. The zelba erva, what's the difference? Whether it's mokam mitzvah, shalom b'mokam mitzvah. So that's why you need a pasuk to patter you, tzoras tzora, for another reason. That she is a tzoras tzora to the erva harishayna, that was an erva acheres. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. You don't. I'll tell you why I'm saying this, and I'll show it to you in a few moments, that... Let's start with the other side. Okay, the two tzadim are the isu erva. That is that which the yisayin aptur is the fact that there's an isu of erva. Now, if you say that, if that's the point there, then when is there an isu of erva? Dafka? If it's not, if it's a mokum mitzvah, there's no isu erva. That's what the Torah said, the mitzvah of yibum is supposed to take place. So if there's no mokum mitzvah, there's no isu of erva, it doesn't patter. But it's not a giloy, b'mokom mitzvah, but there's no iser, doesn't patter b'michalitza, but it's not a giloy of erva seshesach, shalom b'mokom mitzvah, that there's an iser which doesn't patter. Dafka, where there's no iser, then we say it doesn't patter. Mashenkein, if there is an iser, then I would say that iser erva patters. The other side is to say that it's the etzem erva itself, that's the yisoid abtur, means... Why does the Gemara say here, and you need an erva sheish bakaris? Not because of the Issa, but rather dafka erva sheish bakaris is called erva. That has a chaloshem erva, the pat of yibum chalitza. No, I'm saying, but it's not that the Issa erva is the pet there. That's not what pat is. The gufa erva.
Because it's
also, no? So let me now try just translate it further into this to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Maybe you'll hopefully have a better understanding. When the Gemara here on Daf Gimel, we're trying to reconcile the two Gemaras, the Brice and Daf Gimel and the Rebbe and Daf Ches. The Brice and Daf Gimel holds what is the Peter? The Etzem Chaloshim Erva. If the Etzem Chaloshim Erva is the Peter from Yibim Chalitza, not the Yisr Erva, that's why I need a separate Pasuk to Pater Tzoras Tzora. It's not enough that the Ptur is because it's the Tzoras Ervas Eshes Ach Shalom B'Mokam Mitzvah. Because the Havamina would be, there's a Gilei Akra that this Erva of Eshes Ach does not Pater at all. That's why I need a separate Pasuk for Tzoras Tzora. That's only assuming what? That it's the erva, the chaloshem erva that patters. However, according to the Gemara that he quotes here on Daf Ches, Rebbe, what does he hold? What's the poter? The isur of erva. So that's why there's no gilui of the pasuk that eshes misha who shalom b'moka mitzvah, that there's no gilui that she would not patter. I would say dafka b'moka mitzvah, where there's no isur, then you don't have a ptur. Mashen and shalom b'moka mitzvah, where there's an isur, vade poteris. And that's why Tzoras Tzora, you have to patter because of what I just said. Because Rabbi Kivega says over here, mitam that what? Mitam that it's a Tzoras Ervas Eshes Ach Shalom B'Mokam Mitzvah. That's what Rashi says here. I don't know if you see this distinction. You don't see it. Okay?
If it's not B'Mokam Erva, then it doesn't start. Why would you go to...
Now, what's that? It's clear... It's clear, Rabbi Kivega, okay, maybe I'll discuss this further now. I'll add another aspect to it. But Rabbi Kivega himself... when I'm looking here, he to him it's pashut. But what you're saying basically that even the brisa and Daf Gimel, that what's the point there from Yim Chalitza to you? It's pashut the Isur Erva.
It's not pashut. I'm not sure
what the other side is.
It's just exeris
kasha. Yeah.
See, if you look at the Lashon of Kivega, I got this from Kivega. That's where I took it from. I don't know if you. I read Rabbi Kivega. Okay, can I look at Rabbi? Look at Rabbi Kivega. His lashon is on the first wide line.
Yeah.
The kashuli. I'm reading that line again. The lemay tzarech kro, the tzara sarasa ha hatzara haniteres below yibam nisharalo beiser eishes achim eoven. That's where I got this from. He doesn't say stam that nishara eishes achim eoven shlobim makom mitzah. He said, "Be'isur eshes ochem be'avim." What does he mean by that? A rabbi amshlita. What's meant there?
She's an erva.
Atzma.
That's right.
This lady.
Okay.
Sorry, it's an erva. Never left that status.
That's what he's saying. It's dependent on the isur.
Okay. So now, can I tell you what my thinking is? Now you're gonna have. I'm gonna have a field day if you don't mind. That's what I quoted here. Also, this is nogia to other sugyas I'm learning. In Kedushin, I want to know what prevents the Tfisas Kedushin. Is it the fact that there's a, as I said, the Isa of Kores, of Erva? Well, no, the Etzim Din Erva. One second, let me tell you where, what am I thinking. So the Gemara in Kedushin. What? Okay, say that. But the Gemara in Kedushin there has a limud. The Gemara has to learn, I think it's on Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara has a limud over there in Kedushin that a Yavamba's nickname is Bebiya. Even though the pasuk says ulekachalo leisha beyibma, so how do you know what kinyan is supposed to be extant? What kinyan is operative? So the brothers have a pasuk ulekachalo leisha beyibma means beside the fact that the mitzvah of yibam is bebiya, you need a pasuk that the yavama is nikta bebiya. Otherwise, how would you know that? Gemara daf yigimam beis in kedushin, but the gemara actually learns on daf tesim beis in kedushin. That be as a kinyan, because it says ki kachi shisha uve Allah. But that's a regular marriage. Mashenk, in the case of Yibam, the Gemara learns out, and after Yibam obeys in Kedushin, that a separate limud from the Pasuk, that she's nicked the Bebiya. So now, the question is, why do I need a Pasuk? A Yavama, as far as I know, the Torah says over here, she's mutter to the Yavam. There's no Isakaris. So why should she not be nikta bebiya? Whoever is mutar is nikta bebiya. Why does the Gemara need a pasuk to show you that she's nikta bebiya the yavama? So the answer is that this lechor is a right to this chakira that I'm now clear. One second, that it's not an iser krisus that prevents the tfisas kedushin, but the shame erva is mufka from tfisas kedushin. So the havamim of the Gemara was, I thought, that still the Yavama has a Shem Erva. What Shem Erva? Eshesach. She's an Eshesach. She has on her the Shem Erva. If she has on her the Shem Erva, so even though it's true, it's mutter, and it's a mitzvah for him to be miyabim her, bebiya, but the Havamin is the Shem Erva, Eshesach, is still on her. And he's not kona her, that it should be a Tzitz Kedushin. That's why I need a Pasuk, Shevama digs bebiya. I don't know if you like it, but I think it's correct. So why do Gemara need a Pasuk there? So the reason why I say all this, I found the Ramban. This I found there a long time ago. Ramban here is on page number 3, and I've been a Zohar. Ramban actually, it's really quoted in Yevamos, this Ramban. On Daf Tzadiches, I made a mistake. I said in Avodah Zohar, it's on Yevamos. So on Yevamos Daf Tzadiches, Ramban here discusses, it's a long Ramban. You'll have to, if you have a chance, to look at it inside. The Ramban here says that he brings a Rambam Shita, he quotes it on page number 4 in the lower left-hand corner. Varav Amesha Asfaradi. He quotes here a Rambam, that the Rambam says that when Rava in the Gemara Yevamos is Memai, the Kurna of Akiva, Chamaisai, Lacha Misa Sishto. Chamaisai, which is the mother-in-law, after the death of the wife. So the Miyat, he says, is only Misrefa. So he writes here on the bottom of the Ramban, going on to the next page. The Miyad is only Misrefa, and the Miyad is not from Koris. The Ramban is Cholik, the Miyad is from Koris as well. Ramban says it's only an Isur of Azhara of Oru Shoichim Chosantai. That pasuk over there. So the Ramban writes in Afkamina, which is in his sheet, and the Ramban, is there Tfisas Kedushim Bechamaisai with one's mother-in-law after the death of one's wife? According to the Rambam, she's still Bekaris. There's no Tfisas Kedushim. There's still Chiyuv Karis. According to the Ramban, there's no Karis, so there's Tfisas Kedushim. What's the Machlokes? What's that issue? Chamaisai achar misas ishto. The Rambam says there's no tefillas kedushin. There's still chiyuv karis. Aruv shechev imchaisantoi. And the Ramban disagrees here. He said no, there's no karis. There's tefillas kedushin. So I'm saying, but let's say if there's no karis, so but is there a shem erva? That's what you're arguing. Our Mishnah said there's a shem erva b'chamaisai. She has a shame erva. Even according to Ramban.
His wife dying, there's no.
Okay, so you're arguing that the pasuk of Oro Shoichet and Chesanto doesn't make a difference. Ben Kaida Misa Shesh Bakares, Ben Lacha Misa Shesh Bakares. You hear Dr. Mazenkis? That pasuk, Rabbi Munitz, that pasuk of Oro Shoichet and Chesanto, that's the question that he tumults on here. What does that pasuk refer to? So the Ramban says, Ben Kaida Misa Shesh Bakares, Ben Lacha Misa Shesh Bakares. There's no hafka of the Shem Chesantai. That remains. The Shem Chesantai. And yet there's Tfisas Kedushin. Mashma, what prevents Tfisas Kedushin? The Isur Karis of Erev. That's what I thought of a Kivega meant. I don't know, you're on the hear me, Rav Shimon. That the Isur Karis of Erev is Moneh Tfisas Kedushin, not the Etzem Erev. I'll give you another example. Well, you don't like the second side, I see. It's pashut to you that it's the Isur Erva that is that doesn't make you
angry. I don't understand. I just don't understand it.
But I'm showing you the Shem Erva, correct? I'm using an example of Chamaisai. Chamaisai lacha misa sishto. Does she have a Shem Erva on her or not?
Does she have a Shem
Kosan? That's a Machos Ram Ramban. His wife died. Yes, go ahead. I'm saying Balabatis, that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Derek Marshall, Mitum Vitara. You come to a point where something can be Mitame something.
Yeah.
But that something is only puzzle.
Right. The chiddush between Tumah and puzzle.
Right?
Right. That's the Gemara, we just had it.
Right? So, here you
can't keep track of all, only you guys keep track of all the Gemaras. Yeah.
So, Balabatis.
I mean, like it's kachim and truma. Right. All goes to shlishi, and kachim goes through a v. So it's only a paisel. Doesn't right. Not matami. Okay.
By the eshita, she's enough to be. She's the etzem erva, right? But when she touches the next one, she's not the etzem erva anymore. She just has that. She's been contaminated.
Okay.
She's possible.
Okay.
Derek Marshall to Mentara.
Okay.
She doesn't carry forth the same level, the same power.
But she has her own Erva.
She is also.
She's her Erva. She's married to the guy's brother.
But the question is, how did she get to be an Erva? Only because the Erva of the first one rubs off on her.
No, I disagree. It's not the...
Of course she disagreed. Those are the two studded.
No, but I'm saying the first wife has two problems. She's Eshesach and she's Bita, let's say. The second one is just Eshesach, but that's also an Erva. So she has the koach to be, so to speak, to be pogeya on the next Zara because she has her own Erva. Her Erva is she's Eshesach. It's also an Erva. It's not one of the 15 listed in the... But it's certainly not very close.
Yeah, but it's... But it's only a problem within the context of the fact that as an Eishes Ach of this, it's not that her problem isn't that she's an Eishes Ach.
No, that's her question. That's
her
question.
Problem is that she is a Tzara. As an Eishes Ach, she's not the question. It's not a problem.
That's okay. Gabriel's question.
Right.
She has her own problem.
Right. So
that's
her
question.
Right. That's what he's asking. That's what Gabriel goes gasha. Right.
Yeah. So I'm saying
she has her own issue.
Right. Change the assumptions of Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Right, that's what we're doing.
You want to change
the assumption. Correct, I want to change the assumption, that's what I'm doing. Okay, I would give you, Avshimon, I'll find some other examples. This comes in my head to explain that second tzad of, okay, but now it's going to get a little bit complicated. But so,
I'm asking, look in the Rashi.
Avshimon, look in the Rashi on Daf Gimel. I thought Rashi also on Daf Gimel and Aleph, where Rashi says, Divya Masla, where do I see Mishum Hochi? Rashi is actually Mishumachi Tana Potros. You see that Gemara there? So Rashi says over there, Gemara Sakasha, Ma'iria. So Rashi says, Mishumachi Tana Potros, the E Tana Oisrois, Mashma Shehabas, Oisarta Olav Likach. The Kavachemish of Maka Mitzvah. That's what Oisrois implies. But Rashi says, Avo Potros, Le Mashma, Lo Mishtamea, Yisura, Mishum Tzarasu Shabas. El Abbas Pedrosa Miibum be Isura Shochivalo Mimela. That would be Isur Eshes Ach. Sheesh Labonim, Umishum Eshes Ach, who the Mitzah Shabaka Mitzah, the Lucky Isur Eshes Ach, Allah Shaya. Rashi also seems to say, what's the point there? The Isur Ha'erva.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
That part, that's how you understand. Okay. You see, when the Gemara says here on Daf Gimel again, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, you need a pasuk of Litzror to pata Sarah Sarah. And the Torah is not because the Tzara's Erba is a Tzara's Eshesach Shlomo Moka Mitzvah. So I want to know, now that we have a pasuk, Litzror, correct? The Gemara has a pasuk. That Tzara Tzara is Potter. What does it mean? That the Gzasakasa tells us that Tzara's Erva is Potter, Mitam, Erva's Eshesach, Shalobah Maka Mitzvah, or it's a new Erva. Tzara's Erva, Potter, Zat Seif
Eilah. That's what Yerikim is Kasha, no?
Yeah, that's his Kasha. See, the Tesis also, if you saw, I don't know if you saw the Tesis, Zat Seif Eilah, and that Bezum and Aleph, so here, that Tesis also is bothered by a Kasha. On the bottom, where is it? I'd say in the second tesis in the Masechta. He asked Akashi over here, since the Mishnah mentioned Tesvav Noshim, that Pata Sara Sara Seyem, what do we need at Sefer Oilam? Quotes the Gemara is elsewhere in Shast where you have this language, and we don't know why you need at Sefer Oilam. So the re-answer is over here, that since we learn out the Ptura of Tzara Tzara from Litzror to the two Rashis, so I would have thought, both pater and no more. And now the lima is from Litzvor to teach you that even Saras Ervas Eshesach Shlomo Maka Mitzvah also paters. The question, what's the Habba mean that it doesn't pater Atzai V'Olam? Atzai V'Olam, the Saras Eshesach Shlomo Maka Mitzvah, she should be a Saras Eshesach. Mashma, that this Russia is saying that only this is a new Erva, Saras Erva. Then we have a Habba mean that Saras Sarah no more. Okay, I have to think through the. I'd rather tell you why something else bothers me. Also here on Daf Gimel and Beis, maybe Avshimon, this will help. And the Gemara on the bottom of the page, the Gemara Sakasha, that Azara Shamanu, namely we heard, and Azara from Erva and Itzara, Einish Minayim. What's the source for the Einish? What does Rashi say here? Einish Minayim, Im Yibim Erva Itzarasa. This Rashi is a pillar. If Azara Shamanu, so there's no mitzvah of Yibam. And automatically there's an Einish of Kores. What's the Gemara asking over here? The Pasha Barayis says Kores. What's Rashi saying here? Yibim Erva Tzarasa.
Clearly, Erva there is not including Eshesach because the.
So, well, they are not including Eshesach. Yeah, correct.
Why say Tzarasa? They're both Erva. They're the same. That Erva means Bito, or what are the other ones?
Oh. So he, the Meiri, asked this Kasha. He says, Gemara is only asking Akasha the Gabe Tzaras Erva Einesh Minayim. Wow. Is that what Rashi says?
Which Rashi?
The Rashi and Daf Gimel on the base. Einesh Minayim, six lines from the bottom, up. I mean, Krisus is mentioned in the Pasha Barayas. But Tzaras Erva, Azhara Shamanu, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. Isn't it Pasha that should be an Einish of Kares? Eish Yisach, Shlobu Malka Mitzvah. What's the Gemara asking? Yenish Minayim. The Einish is written in the Pasha, Eish Yisach. That's where it's written. But if you assume, Rav Shimon, that's what I'm trying to say. That Tzaras Erva, even if the Zeras HaKosav, the Ptura Tzaras Erva, there's no Isur of Eish Yisach, Shlobu Malka Mitzvah. It's a Naab Tzanayi Din Erva, a new Alocha. So then the Gemara is asking, Azar Shamanu, Einish Minayim. How do you know for this new Shem Erva that there's an Einish? You don't like that either.
I don't know if I don't like it.
I okay, I have to. I, the truth is, I went looking. I found another. Okay, you won't be happy with this. Side. There's a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Xerox, the Gemara. I was just trying to. I mean, there's. See, I'm just trying to show the two tzedadim here. I saw in the Sugya and Kedushin by Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. Let's say someone's Mekadish, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. You could be Mekadish the Chatzi Baschorin. You can't be Mekadish the Chatzi Shivcha. And now someone else comes along after the A was Mekadish, Rubin was Mekadish, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. And then Shimon comes along and is Mekadish her as well. So the Kedushin of both of them, the Chore is Chal. There's no Issa Chores. That's the question. It's totally on the sugya. Okay, I'm not sure that this is going to. I'm just trying to explain the other tzad, but I don't have. I have to figure it out myself a bit better to see where the other tzad is. Okay. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to add one more thing here. I have a lot more to add, but at least one more item in the next minute or two. I don't know if you saw. I know you didn't have a chance to read the Meiri over here. So it's but even maybe just one ha'ara on this place is here bothered me also. Eish Yisachim Imo, and I'm in the Beis Manal. Rav Shimon, you learn all the Taisim with them when you do, or they don't learn all the Taisim. So this Eish Yisachim Imo, Taisis here says he writes Mashma Hocha, the Eish Yisachim Imo, Yeshba Kares, the B'chai V'Lavin Sabatan the Masis and the Choletzes. Quotes the Mishnah in the second parak. Yisur Mitzvah V'Yisur Kedusha. And so Tais is medayek that since it says Eishes Ochim Me'imo Poteres from Ibn Chalitza, so Eishes Ochim Me'imo this Kares, that's what he quotes here from the Gemara Daf Chof. The B'chai V'Labim, the Tana holds the Choletzes. Yisur Mitzvah V'Yisur Kedusha Choletz Lomis Yabemes. And then he writes to Be'edya Tana B'Gemara Ma'achos Ishtom Yuchedesh She'erva V'chayel Azdein Kares, what we just saw at Daf Gimel Lomis Beis. So he asks the kasha from Taras Kohanim, which is mashma, that there is no kares. That's what Taisa asks over here. So again, if you look in the brisa that Gimel and Beis, I just didn't understand this fully. And this brisa we just read, the Gemara says here, Mada achas ishtum yuchedeshi erva, v'chayev and alzdeinu kares. So the Gemara actually, Taisa adds this because of the brisa over here that says, Ma achas ishtum yuchedeshi erva, v'chayev and alzdeinu kares, because the Mishnah Dav Chof that he quotes Taisis says that Chayvei Lavin Chayletzes, but that's not Muchrach. That Eish Yisachim Me'imo Yeshmo Kares. You can't bring a Raya from there. That's what he wants to show. That sugya that he quotes in Daf Chav, there's no Raya that Eish Yisachim Me'imo Yeshmo Kares. It could be Dafka Chayvei Lavin that are not a Raya of Kurba, are not Domel Achos Ishto. That's why it doesn't Patzim Chalitza. But Eish Yisachim Me'imo, even without Kares, I would say Patzim Chalitza because it's an Erva of Kurba. There's some sort of consanguinity over here. And that's why it says, the kasha from a brais on Dav Gimel. They see the brais Dav Gimel, even an erva of kurva, requires an erva has a chi of kares in order to pater from Yibim Chalitza. And that's why it's, from the Mishnah, you see, Eish Yisachim Me'imo, that is talking about Yeshbo kares. Okay, I'll stop. I will be mine into this Chakira and see if I can be mevarid a bit better. Say that. Shekach.
The kumkum shayla comes up all the time. But I don't know if I need it. It looks like it's Totzeret Yehudi. I'm not sure if even do I even need it if it's made by Jews. It's a Jewish company. Or
how do you know it's made by Jews?
I don't know. I have no idea. It says there's a Shabbos switch on it and everything like that.
It could be in China. It's made.
Okay.
This is Tzomet is here.
His Tzomet is on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's Mushar. Could still be it was made in China.
That's right.
And I don't have the original box. It was my son, he got it, my daughter-in-law actually got it as a shower gift. So I don't think they have the box anymore. Some of them come with a sticker on it. Too much sugar, too much salt. This was
need to taivel, don't need to taivel. This the base, obviously, you don't have to taivel. That doesn't touch the food. I could dump this in the mikveh, but I may kill the... I could baruch, tanamam can destroy it and rebuild it?
Yeah, but destroy it means you have to undo the functionality of the kli. Well, it's not sufficient.
Well, if he unscrews this and takes it apart, it doesn't work anymore?
That you have to ask him. He would know. Okay. He does these things. Yeah, he's very clever, that fellow. He's a kablan. It doesn't say anything here.
Doesn't say where it was built.
Yeah.
You just dump it in the mikveh?
Yeah, but the people have also done it, and it became a kulkal.
A mikveh. Let it dry.
No, you have to let it dry.
Obviously, the part that sticks into the wall, that doesn't need it, and that'll can ruin. But this does. This is the part.
Okay.
Okay, so you think it should require something. Either give it to Baruch Tenenbaum or just take my chances.
Yeah. If you give it to him, he probably can do something with it, yeah.
But you see, you've done these, and they don't get ruined?
Yeah, thank you.
What sentence was it again?
I can tell you that just because we're moved, there's no suffering in the first rule about it, and it's really bad for the same as if it's a first. So the question of how people will be in their houses.
Thank you. Yeah, I should send this to Matt.
I meant it.